What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is wild. We got ESPN on in the studio here, and Gilbert Arenas on ESPN talking hoops. Amen. Gil's really good at it. I'm glad he's
getting it. If you got a podcast that's working, they will get you on there.
Good for Gilbert.
I like that following.
I'm pro Gilbert. We're a pro Gilbert radio program. We're also a pro Nate Dogg radio program. Joining us now from New York City, our friend Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan.
Nathan.
Little Nate X. What up, dude?
Guys, I'm going to say it. Today stinks. I'm not a fan of May 20th right now.
Why?
There's nothing to talk about. We got caps done. Nats are just the Nats. We can talk push if you want for another 2 hours. I'm just ready for football season to start. It's going to be a long, long summer.
I want to let you talk about the caps for just a moment. I know you were at the game. Of course. When they called off, the goal really sucked. And then Carolina gets one late, kind of a weird angle thing. I asked Sraluga this yesterday. The way Washington attacked this offseason, trying to get their offensive line much better, obviously you want to invest in your offensive line kind of regardless of what the situation is. Every team should. You need a good offensive line. But I also think Adam Peters, Dan Quinn recognize that within their own division, the Eagles have a great defensive line. And if the path to Super Bowls will probably involve Philly, and so they wanted to specifically try to address that. The way the NHL playoffs are built, you're going to play a division opponent, and Carolina just seems like a real problem for the Washington Capitals.
They got to figure it out.
Yeah, so the Hurricanes played great, and we don't need to go it's so frustrating, right? Because all season long, I came on your show and just praised the Caps and how well they were built and how good the team was, and all of that is true. And then we just run into this team, the Carolina Hurricanes, who just played as close to perfectly as I think a hockey team can play against us. It was just, they were always in position. They just smothered you, didn't let you into the zone. They take a lot of shots, not a lot of good shots, but they take advantage of their opportunities. They're very well coached. They can score in the power play. They can kill penalties. They just do everything great. And the Caps, I think suffered a little bit of fatigue from the entire goal chase thing during the regular season. And honestly, just didn't have the speed to keep up with the Hurricanes when it was needed. Ovi in game 5 was non-existent. I don't even think he could skate. It looked bad. And when your best player can't even skate, it's going to be really hard to win a playoff series. So I think two things can be true. I think this was the most fun regular season I've ever had watching the Capitals. Maybe that's a little recency bias because I know like those, you know, 2010 team President's Trophy, et cetera. But this team with the goal chase and how tight-knit they are and just watching the team all season, most fun I've ever had watching them. And then just, you know, it's okay to be disappointed and frustrated with how it ended so abruptly and so quickly by the Hurricanes, and really makes you look up and down the Caps roster. What do we need now to get better to beat the Hurricanes and the Panthers and teams like that next year and moving forward?
Well, and when you say that, so you look at them when they play against a lot of different teams. Those teams were just point blank. You can see it. I don't care if you know hockey or not. They were faster. You know. What's going to have to happen for them to be able to equal that speed while maintaining their grit to face these teams that just seem to be better than them?
Yeah, you get younger, get a better center on the third and fourth lines, have the opportunity for all lines to score, not just in the regular season, but in the playoffs when scoring and depth matters more. Because like you can beat up on bad teams in the regular season and make the playoffs, especially in hockey when seemingly every team makes the playoffs. Like if you just put us against bad teams like the Penguins, Flyers, Islanders, whatever, like we're going to make the playoffs every year. It's when you play good, hard-nosed, aggressive teams like the Hurricanes in the postseason when you need that speed and you need that extra depth. And I do think the Caps have the depth. Just a couple guys on the blue line could have stepped up that didn't, and now they're getting in fights outside of Spider Kelly's. And the third and fourth lines kind of disappeared in the playoffs when we needed it the most. So I think this offseason, with some money coming off the books, Caps are looking to make a big splash, especially at the center position, and just really just get younger and faster up front.
I briefly want, since you just brought that up, I did want to ask B something. So our guy Alexiev, who got his teeth knocked out a couple weeks ago, I don't know what happened. Only the people that were there at approximately 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it feel like a bunch of drunk dudes at a bar and like somebody tried to S-talk Alexia? Like,
right.
I'm sure that happened. That's exactly what happened.
I mean, you lived that, right?
Yeah.
It's just
you have to understand.
You're kind of a target.
The other folks have nothing to lose, and they want you to do something to them so they can try to get a quick capitalization off of you. It happens, but still, like I always say, the only people that are left to really, really promote team are the players. You know what I'm saying? You know, players have to always be on point.
Yeah, I side with Alexiev to that point where who amongst us has not been super drunk at 3 in the morning? If you're a 6'4" crazy Russian with all your missing teeth, you're going to get in a fight. I mean, it's just kind of a thing that might just happen when you're young, drunk, Russian, etc. I'm not angry at him. I'm more angry about how poorly he played in the playoffs than him getting in fights outside of bars.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm with that.
All right, so we're now closing the door on this version of the Caps. It's going to be really interesting to see kind of what they do next. And as we look at, like, the summer, dude, like, we're now in it. I wanted to ask you this specifically, Nate, because I feel like you're the perfect person. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Prior to Jaden,
mm-hmm.
probably the biggest stars in Washington, I would say, were like, I mean, Ovi's his own person, right?
Yeah.
But hockey's not the biggest sport. But, like, Wall, Gill, RG3, and Bryce Harper.
That's a story in itself right there.
Bryce Harper for a while. And, dude, Bryce, I think, was with Under Armour. All of Gill, Robert, and Wall were all, like, Adidas guys. This is perhaps stupid, but it matters to me. Nike, I'm not taking shots at any other apparel manufacturer, right? Like, there's a lot of good gear out there. But Nike's always the best. And the best dudes are always with Nike. Like, being a Nike guy is a big deal. And people need to understand that there are pretty much all pro athletes have some level of endorsement deal where they get free gear or whatever. But, like, being one of their guys on billboards and stuff, that is different. And I don't know if you saw it. I shared it on my Instagram story. But Jaden is now a Nike guy, like a Nike football guy. Mm-hmm. And there's just a part of me that feels like that is another example of the difference with this dude and all of his predecessors.
Well, but I think, like, when you look at Ovi, that you're not – Nike.
Hockey's different.
Hockey's yeah. not really – Nike's not there. But the other guys, you got to realize, when the other team is offering you – the other group is offering you far more money, that's what you're going with.
Sure, and a buddy of mine that has been in that space yeah. that signed players has explained that, like, Adidas has to pay 40% more than Nike or Under Armour or mm-hmm. Reebok or whoever. But something tells me – Nike had to pay the going rate for Jaden because he had those options. Nate Dogg, have you seen the videos? Just kind of, yeah. What do you think?
I think it kind of goes hand in hand with the Commanders being on national television for like 10 out of 17 games. This is our new reality. It's crazy, and I'm not worried about Jaden because we know how mature he is and he can handle the spotlight and all that. But it's a lot really quickly for a second year quarterback. He took us to the NFC Championship game in year one, and now it's going to be so annoying when we lose two games in a row and we have to listen to ESPN for a week straight talk about is Jaden a 1 year wonder and all these narratives that they're going to come up with. Oh, he signed a Nike deal, but he threw an interception. I wish we lived in a world where Jaden could just be Jaden and play football and we didn't have to worry about all these expectations people are going to put on him. But I do think he's special. I do think he's different. I don't think he's going to crack under the pressure. I just hate that it's going to be really hard for him in year two to live up to year one expectations. And I think this is a guy that will bring us one or multiple Super Bowls in the next 10 years. So I need everybody to remember this conversation right now. If we start off 5-4 or whatever. It's a long, long road. And this Commanders team overall, still, we don't have a great roster. And we have to remember that. They're still rebuilding. We're still plagued by Ron Rivera not knowing how to draft. It's going to take time. But everything is trending in the right direction.
But you know what, Nate? I think if you're going to get to that level, you got to deal with it. And that's what the great players have always dealt with. That pressure, that expectation, the public scrutiny. And I think Jaden is built like that, and he should be fine. You can't ever run away from, because if you're going to run away from that point, then don't play the game at all.
No, he's going to be fine. We just have to remember as fans, as diehard fans of his, that ESPN and stuff like that are going to be so annoying because they're going to say, oh, he was filming Nike commercials instead of studying the playbook. They're going to make up all this nonsense.
Well, we know that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, it's going to be so miserable when that happens, and I'm going to remember May 20th as the day I
can. Can I give you a hint? I'll give you some information, something to help you out. A little bit of. Don't watch ESPN then.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe watch something else. If you know they're going to say something stupid, don't listen to
them. That's why I listen to 106.7 The Fan from morning to night, and I don't listen or watch anything else.
Well, dude, you know what's interesting is I had this conversation. It was before Caps Game 5, I think, and It was. I jumped on with Grant and Danny because they were doing their show live from Cap One, mm-hmm. and they were having this interesting debate about if you're a Commanders fan and you could just lock in a 10-win season now, or you could just wait and see how it plays out because maybe they win 13, whatever it is. And that leads to if you think last year was sustainable or if it's kind of all over the place. And I think offensively, what we saw was largely sustainable. And I think it for a few reasons. I think turnovers are kind of the great unknown in football. And when you have a lot of them, it's really hard to win.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaden, historically, I mean, going back to LSU, is not a dude that throws a lot of picks, mm-hmm. period. And so I don't expect that to significantly change. And great. I think the fact that they kept their coaching staff intact, it is really hard and rare to keep a staff intact off a team that does well.
And basically every damn body.
Yo, it's crazy.
Yes.
And I think they were so good in late half and late game situations, clock management, think about how many drives where they were able to get a field goal or a touchdown late in the second quarter, just before halftime, how good mm-hmm. they were at that. And they brought somebody in specific for those situations, Dave Gardy, to help Dan Quinn. Like, I'm not expecting to have to deal with the yelling shows on ESPN talking about Jaden's sophomore slump, because I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't believe in the idea that all quarterbacks must go through a sophomore slump. I do think that variance in sports, especially the NFL, is so high. Like, you see these graphs and charts all the time. If this team, instead of losing by 1 point, won by 1 point, how different their record would be. And I think that's what sets Jaden apart, is he finds ways to win the games, especially, you know, with the just how good he is on fourth downs and just how in touch he is with the rest of the offense and the offensive coordinators and everything like that. Everybody on the same page gets it done way better than any other team last year. But, you know, let's say we don't get all those fourth downs. Let's say we get half of those or whatever. There's just so much that can go wrong in the NFL that I'm just preparing myself mentally right now for when people start calling last year a fluke, when we who watch every game and every play know that it wasn't.
Fair. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. A couple things that are expected to happen today in Minnesota at NFL owners meetings. One is the possible banning of the tush push. Where do you land on that?
I go back and forth. I usually fall on being anti-tush push because mostly the Eagles are lined up incorrectly on that play, and I don't think it's really much of a football play. I think it's kind of against what football is about, just having 500-pound men push your quarterback. I don't think it's a football play. So if I had a gun to my head, I had to choose, I would choose ban it.
Yeah, I think you just reinstitute the other rule. The other one, and I want to get into this in a minute or two here, is reseeding for the playoffs. And I don't know where I land on this. To me, this isn't simple like the tush push is.
Yeah.
If Washington, if they reseeded last year, I think the Commanders actually would have moved up a bit. Where are you? Because I know hockey did it for a little while. I don't know. What do you think about seeding changes?
Yeah, I go back and forth on that too. I think I'm with you that I don't know if I have a strong opinion either way, and I could hear arguments for both. I think as it is right now, it works, and I think reseeding also has its merits. I thought you were going to ask me about the players playing flag football at the Olympics, which I think is as unnecessary as it gets. And if Jaden is on the team, I might have to like pay someone to kidnap him so he can't go play in the Olympics.
Why?
The last thing I want, I don't want any of my superstar players wasting their time playing flag football at the Olympics. It just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Doug, I just think about the Barcelona Dream Team in 92 and how that changed the world.
Yes.
And how basketball is a global sport.
Football's already changed the world. We're all set with changing the world with football. When Jaden's in the prime of his career, I don't need him playing flag football and tearing an ACL or whatever. We know one great player is going to get hurt, and that's going to be the end of flag football in the Olympics. I don't need it.
Okay.
I didn't know that you were such a pessimist.
I don't agree with you. I also just think that is going to get fast-tracked and it's just going to happen, so I'm not going to waste my time.
Breakdance. Let's bring back breakdancing. No need for flag football.
Nah, we don't want to see breakdancing, but that chick did was not breakdancing.
She didn't win.
She broke the dance. That's what she did. She didn't breakdance. She broke
her name.
The
one of the greatest in the world, B. Mitch.
No, she was not. Whatever that little inchworm thing she was doing, that was not even a damn dance.
Where are you on the reseeding the playoffs? Because you clearly hate the Olympics.
I don't think I have that strong of an opinion on reseeding because kind of like what you said, the NHL used to do it, now they don't do it. It's like you play who you play. I don't know. Like if NFL decided to do it, I would say that makes sense. If they choose to keep it as is, I would say fine, it's worked the way it's worked. I don't have that strong of an opinion on it. I wish I really had a better take, but my take is I don't really have.
I don't think it's necessary because it changes every year for the people. If you win your division, you cool. If you have a good record and you don't win your division, you just want to be you want to get a home game over the person that won their division. And then the next year, if you were to win the division and you have a worse record than somebody, you'll be pissed off. Leave it how it is.
Yeah, I just don't need it flip-flopping. Pick reseed or don't reseed. I don't need it going back and forth.
Who would have thought Nate hates the Olympics? I wasn't ready for that when I woke up this morning.
I love, JP, I love the Olympics. I don't need to see NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics. I think that's so very unnecessary.
My guess is by the time we actually get to the finish line on flag football at the Olympics, you're talking about like two NFL players. Have you ever watched real flag football? I'm not suggesting that a dude like Steph Diggs couldn't go do it or something, but it's a very different sport when it's played at these high levels.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is mountain out of molehill done to generate interest in flag football at the Olympics. And by the time we actually land at L.A. in 2028, you're talking three dudes in the NFL, and none of them are Pro Bowl level players.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope you're right.
Weird. Nate hates the Olympics. All right, dude. hey, how 1 year later, how's the foot?
2 years later.
Two years later. Oops.
Still hurts every day, but...
JP in numbers, but, boy, I tell you.
Congrats to Bill Belichick and Jordan on their engagement.
It's Jordan.
Jordan. My apologies.
Now, like most of this Bill Belichick Jordan debacle, do we know if that's true? Is that a real thing that they're engaged?
I don't know. It's everywhere right now. The Patriots writer for The Athletic is reporting it. New York Times is reporting it. So, I don't know.
You know what I think about it? Who gives a damn?
Why are we
Everybody
reporting?
Get engaged every day. Who cares?
I tend to agree. I'm the only person I want to revisit their commentary regarding Bill Belichick. I remember Cliff Kingsbury was speaking in Ashburn after the news came out that Belichick was taking the Carolina job. And Cliff just, I don't know if the media were the first people to tell him or if he had heard and then we asked him about it. But he just kind of laughed. He's like, I'll believe that when I see it. I need to see Bill on the sideline week one for the Tar Heels before I think that's going to happen. And I'm starting to think Cliff's right.
Yeah, but Bill's not going to leave. He ain't going to walk away from money.
I don't know, man.
If North Carolina decides to say, you know what, we tired of this dog and pony show, then that'll be a different thing.
I'm with you. I don't think he's coaching at UNC. I think everything is way too weird with him right now. I don't see it happening.
It is bizarre. All right, thanks, Nate Talk.
All right, appreciate you guys.
Hi, bro.
That's our friend Barstool Nate, never arrested outside of Spider Kelly's in Arlington that I know of. Here's what I do know. If you're in Virginia, don't be in Clarendon at 3 a.m. Instead, go to bed, wake up the next morning, and go buy a car from the Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years in the DMV. They've got great locations all across Northern Virginia, with the best-selling brands you're looking for, like Toyota. They've got locations in Chantilly and Fairfax, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, GMC. Brian and I are both repeat Orsman Automotive of Virginia customers. They've been great to us. They've been great to our family. They've got great deals, great financing, and B, that Orsman Lifetime Edge makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference because with the Orsman Lifetime Edge, you get up to $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. You get a loaner car with every major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. And there's great news there. If you want to sell a car, take it to Orsman. They will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value. People are trying to lower that below 100%. They give you up to 125% regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They'd like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. To beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
106.7 The Fan. Let me tell you this. Okay. I was looking at some stuff in the break, and it kind of threw me. Because we hear different things around this station. When I know JP has his computer all the way up, but he's nowhere to be found. We'll discuss this shortly. Draft. Just go with the nature, bro. Don't try to do the new stuff.
I think we got to get Drab on the show.
Stick with nature, bro.
Congratulations to Drab on his pending hair transplant. I did want to circle back to...
Don't you have to have it transplanted?
I got a lot of questions. I'm curious.
I'm just saying.
The playoff seeding changes, B.
No.
That's an easy no for you?
Yes.
So... basically, it's kind of confusing to me. The Lions' proposal basically just doesn't guarantee division winners a home game in the first round of the playoffs. So whoever gets in, like last year, the Vikings won 14 regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they lost to the Lions week 18.
Mm-hmm.
So then they were the wild card, and they went on the road and lost to the Rams.
But didn't the Commanders go and beat the Lions in their building?
Yeah.
So I don't care about a team that goes on the road and just get their ass kicked. My thing is, if you are the better team, then be that better team that day. I want people to understand, just being at home don't automatically mean you're going to win.
So if the divisions don't matter, then stop playing six division games.
Yeah,
don't double up the divisional opponent.
Yeah, so they matter.
If they matter, then winning it has to matter.
Win your division. They say if you win your division, you get a home game, right?
But it's saying, like, this rule change, you still have winners getting in with the division. Like, say you go 7-10 but win a bad NFC South. You would still get in, but you would not get a home game anymore. So that team,
but I don't buy that. If you're in your, like you said, well, stop saying divisional games, because if I am 7-10 and the other team is 11-6, no matter if it's in my building or their building, I should be able to beat them. If this just a legitimate record is telling you something, you should be able to beat them. But if you go to somebody and play them and they have a worse record and you get all mad just because you weren't at home, that's a letdown by players and coaches.
This also, which I find interesting, would change the divisional round setup where currently it kind of gets bracketed out, right? But the one seed would play the lowest remaining seed. So say the 7 beat the 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the 7 would then play the 1. It just seems, I'm very much a, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The NFL playoffs are so far from broken, I don't know why you need to fix it. And the Lions proposal says, the language in it specifically gives their reasoning for what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to make late season games more exciting. The specific language, the effect, seeds non-division champion teams higher than division champion teams in the playoffs if they have a better regular season record. Reason, competitive equity, provides excitement and competition in late season games, rewards the best performing teams from the regular season. I don't disagree that this would be more of a reward for the best performing teams from the regular season. Does late season NFL games lack excitement and competition?
No, they don't. But none of this stuff, it really is discussing the NFL. Maybe the NBA. But the NFL has great games down the stretch. They just being able to, you know, flex games makes it even better. But you're trying to solve something for a few teams that lost on the road. Why don't they take accountability that they just played bad, got their ass kicked? That's the problem. Like, what if they reseed and that team that got into the playoffs with the record that won the division, they're sitting at 9-8 and they still go to your team, your home, and beat you? What you gonna say next time?
Looking at last year's playoffs, the only surprises. The Vikings, with the much better record than the Rams, lost in L.A. But, dude, the Vikings had been taking on oil the last month of the season.
The Vikings were not very good throughout the whole year.
You know, the clock struck midnight on Sam Darnold, and all of a sudden he was hesitant to make good throws anymore, and just staying in the pocket, getting beat up. The Commanders upset the Lions, but that was exactly the Lions losing at home last year to Washington. That's who they would have faced based on their updated proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Washington was the 6th seed. That was the lowest seed advancing. If you look at the AFC, it was straight chalk.
Yep.
And I would have to look real quick. I don't know, did the Chargers have a better regular season record than the Texans? I mean, that's the only possible thing I could imagine from last year.
Mm.
I don't think that's the case. I mean, I'll pull it up real quick, just the regular season standings. The Texans went 10-7, and the Chargers went 11-6.
You know what I do?
So there were two of those situations where the Vikings and the Chargers both lost, even though they had the better regular season record.
I just hope to God the NFL gets back to what they used to be. The NFL didn't believe in going around trying to follow other people's ideas. They always led the way. Get back to doing that. You know, because your product works already. And believe me, if you get too damn greedy, it's going to bite your ass.
When we come back, yesterday I got to talk to the chair of the Commanders Charitable Foundation, Marjorie Harris, part of the Harris Ownership Group. You'll hear that conversation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next. Why you go? B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
I don't wanna.
At the beginning of the program, I talked about a cool event yesterday. The Commanders rookies with the Digital Pioneers Academy Pythons football team. Undefeated regular season last year. And the headliner was Marjorie Harris. She's the chair of the Commanders Charitable Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a part of the ownership group, married to Josh Harris. This family has a lot of different interests, and I'm always impressed by it's one thing to give your time, but to be locked in while mm-hmm. you're giving your time.
Yeah.
Not everybody does that. Here's my conversation with Marjorie from yesterday. Marjorie, I really appreciate you making some time for us. There's so much cool things going on at this event between the rookie class and the Digital Pioneers Academy, but I got to ask you kind of a personal question. You guys have a lot of night games coming this year. How does that impact the sleep schedule? How excited are you for all these night games coming your way?
Me personally?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a night owl. So for me, I'm thrilled. I love a night game. You know?
And what does it say for the team that there's so many national television games?
I think it says that people want to see the Commanders play. Everybody wants to see the Commanders play.
It's going to be fun. And let's talk specifically about this event. Getting the rookie class here into, you know, downtown Washington, Southeast D.C., what does that say about kind of the commitment you guys are trying to make to this community?
I think it speaks volumes about what we want to do. It was really important for us to bring the rookies in and to have them experience their city. This is going to be their city, and connecting to kids that may have similar backgrounds, dissimilar backgrounds, different part of the country. But in the end, we're all human beings, and we all need to know that people care about us and that someone's pulling for us. And that's what I told the rookies. I said that when you go to see these kids, it means that we care about them because we're showing up. And if we can make a difference in one person's life, then today was all worth it. And we're going to keep coming out, and we're going to keep doing it.
specifically with this school, there's been tragedy surrounding this football team particularly, and they've been able to overcome. They had an undefeated regular season last year. With Digital Pioneers Academy, why does the Commanders organization and foundation want to be involved with them?
I mean, they're one of so many that need help, and I think it just resonated with us. They had tragedy, and we wanted to be there, and so they needed a football team, and we wanted to help them get a football team. And you see the power of sports. Look at what this football team was able to do for them. And I think humans are very resilient. They just need a reason to get up and go and have a spirit. And when you can do it with a team, and then you can have positive outcomes, and you can start to win, and you can hold yourself up tall and feel good and give back, that's where it all starts to come together.
That's really neat. And speaking of where it all comes together, I mean, literally and figuratively, down the road, RFK Stadium. Will you drive by on your way out of town? Or does it connect a little bit more knowing what you guys are trying to get done and knowing where we are and where the school is?
For sure. I mean, we did a study about the landscape of D.C. from a foundational perspective, and there is such disparity in this city. And to be able to have a stadium in the backyard of Ward 7 and then be able to have real impact. And this will mean billions of dollars will come in to these areas. There are going to be jobs. There's going to be small businesses. There are going to be big businesses. And we're going to be there right with them, making sure that we direct and help make it the best for everyone who lives in the Ward 7, for everyone that comes to visit the Ward 7 and the stadium and everything that will go on around.
Just on a personal level, I mean, your daughter's here with you. How exciting of a time is this for your family? You just won an FA Cup.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping that's the beginning of more. You know, it's incredible. I pinch myself, but I never take it for granted. And you know, you win one place and you got to move forward and look towards other places. And now it's about the Commanders. And it's been an incredible run. I mean, to have the stadium, the NFL draft, the season that we had, this rookie class, from what I can see, if based on just the way they behave, it's going to be a winning team. I mean, they're great, and I so appreciate them coming here and sitting here and being a part of this because, you know, they're working hard all day, and they're worried about where they're going to be and what's going on and working hard, and they're tired and they're nervous. And so to come here is really admirable. So
Christmas against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Say that again. Oh, Christmas against the Cowboys. Yeah. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Just a fun conversation with Marjorie, who was really just locked in the process, I thought. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. They've been an impressive group, man.
They have. I mean, listen, that little thing about care, it goes a long way. And if you are a person that truly cares, it's very easy to do it and react with it. If you're not that person, people will see through it. And I believe everybody on that ownership group and everything they try to do has been because that's what they are. That's what they feel. You know, I've seen a lot of fakes in my time. They are far from that.
Totally. It's, I don't know. I can't pretend to understand, like, I don't want to say, like, their life, because they're just in a different kind of, mm-hmm, space than I am, but legitimate billionaires, people with access to anything in the world kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they are just down to earth. Like when you talk to them, it's just like regular conversation.
You know what it is, Jay? Those who work for their cheddar, they always have that level of decency and humanity, that's the word, in them. Those who just handed some stuff, or they get it crookedly, they seem to be asses, point blank.
Well, and dude, I think they've got 5 kids, and the kids are around all the time. It's a legitimate family. Like there's obviously great wealth, but like nobody's being raised by a nanny or something. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? Like the kids are older now, and I think most are at least in college or out or whatever. But I don't know. It was an impressive afternoon yesterday. I appreciated Marjorie making time for us.
Go Pythons. When we come back, we're going to Philadelphia. Talk to the one and only Ike Reese.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.